In this tutorial, we will review the information and functions available at the Patient Information screen. In MedEd, one of the most essential and fundamental features is the Patient Information screen. This screen will document all of the information needed to contact, schedule, and bill the patient. The first field in the top left corner of the screen is the name entry field. The default setting is to start by entering the patient's first name, followed by the last name, and finally a middle initial in the small box on the right. If the person uses a suffix in their name, it should be entered behind the last name with either a space and or a comma separating the two. The patient's address information will be documented below. If both address lines are used, the PO box number or the most important address information should be entered into the second address field. Below the address fields, you can enter the patient's city, state, and zip code. When a zip code is entered, the city and state are automatically filled in, unless the zip code has more than one city or area. When a zip code is entered, the city and state are automatically filled in, unless the zip code has more than one city, in which case a pop-up will appear to pick the correct city, zip code, and area code. The patient's phone contacts information will be entered in the fields below, starting with the patient's home phone number. In the field to the right, a work number along with an extension can be added if necessary. Below these are fields to enter a fax number and cell phone number. It is important to include the appropriate area code in the beginning of each of these fields. The patient information screen will display the top three diagnosis codes for the patient. These codes will pull from the diagnosis history in the patient's medical records. The pharmacy link allows you to designate the pharmacy or pharmacies that a patient receives their medications from. Pharmacies can be selected from the pharmacy master list, set up in the pharmacy master file. The memo fields are an area that can be used to store useful information. Typically these fields are used to document the patient's copay amount or relevant billing information. Information in these fields will display on any of the patient's super bills, as well as the charge entry and payment posting screens. Enter the patient's primary email address in the email field. If the patient activates their patient portal account, this field will automatically populate with the email address given when the portal activation is done. The portal uses this email to send a notification to the patient that they have a new message. If your office offers a Health Bank's e-newsletter, you can set up a subscription status for the patient by clicking on the e-newsletter link and choosing the patient's preference. Please note that a valid email address must be listed in order for the e-newsletter to be sent. If your office uses the patient portal and the patient has not set up their portal account, clicking the patient portal link will prompt a pop-up listing. Clicking the patient portal link will prompt a pop-up listing the patient's portal activation code. From this pop-up, you can print the portal activation letter. From this pop-up, you can print the portal activation letter for the patient. If the patient's portal account has been set up, when clicking the portal link, a screen will appear where you can view or edit the portal settings for that patient. If the patient's portal account has been set up, when clicking the portal link, a screen will appear where you can view or edit the portal settings for that patient. The number of insurances is documented in the Insurance Plans field. The number of insurances is documented in the Insurance Plans field, and all of these will be listed in the field. And all of the insurances will be listed below. The number of insurances is documented in the Insurance Plans field, and all of the insurances will be listed below. And all of the insurances will be listed below. And all of the insurance providers will be listed below. The number of insurances is documented in the Insurance Plans field, and all of the insurance providers will be listed below. If a number of insurances are entered, the Account Type field will automatically default to 6, which indicates that the patient does have insurance and would be billed accordingly. If no number of insurances are entered, the Account Type field will default to 1, indicating that the account is self-pay. Click the Account Type link to view and choose from a list of account types. Click the Account Type link to view and choose from a list of account types. If Account Type 2 is chosen, and the discount/budget If Account Type 2 is chosen, in the Discount Budget Plan field, if Account Type 2 is chosen, in the Discount/Budget Plan field, the percentage of discount can be entered. This discount will be taken from any charges before it is billed to the insurance. If Types 7 or 8 are chosen, in the Discount Budget field, enter the monthly budget. If types 7 or 8 are chosen, in the discount budget field, enter the monthly budget amount for the patient in whole dollars. The patient's date of birth can be entered by clicking on the date of birth link. The patient's date of birth can be entered by clicking on the DOB link and selecting a date from the calendar, or by simply typing the patient's birth date into the field. The sex will default based on the patient's name. However, if you have the security privileges, you can set your install options to force a gender entry each time account. When clicking the link at the race field, a pop-up will appear where you can select from a list of options. More than one race can be selected for the patient. It is important to remember that the patient's date of birth, gender, and race are all necessary to meeting the meaningful use requirements. The onset date should be entered on the member record in the patient's insurance screen. The account date represents the date that the account was first added into MedEnt. The hold field allows you to hold a patient's account statements or insurance claims if necessary. A letter Y in the first field will hold all of the account statements, and a letter Y A letter Y in the first field will hold all of the account statements, and a letter Y in the second field will hold all of the insurance claims. To hold only the patient's account statements, enter a Y into the first field and the letter N into the second field. Medent does not allow only holding back the insurance claims. Medent does not allow only holding back the insurance claims. A letter Y entered into the field below designates a finance charge. A letter Y in the field below designates a finance charge on a delinquent account. Dunning messages print out on the account statements for patients who have personal balance. Dunning messages print on the account statements for patients who have personal balances over a certain amount of days. These timeframes and messages are customizable in the master files. The dunning level cannot manually be changed. It is controlled by running the collection report and the patient billing. If your practice has multiple locations, the location number should represent the location where the patient will typically be seen. This should be the location that the patient is registered at. The doctor field should hold a provider who the patient will regularly be scheduled with. The doctor number can be entered into the field, or the provider can be chosen from the doctor master file list by clicking the link. In the next field, you can select the provider who referred the patient to your office. Clicking on the referring doctor link will prompt a list of providers from the referring doctor master file. To add a new referring provider, click the options button at the bottom of the pop-up. The last doctor field refers to the patient's primary care physician. Click the link to select from a list of providers. This list is also generated from the referring doctor master file. For multi-specialty offices, you may have a provider by location. For multi-specialty offices, you may have the provider by location install option enabled. When this feature is turned on, you will see icons located next to the location, doctor, and referring doctor fields. The icon next to the location field enables you to set the default viewing location for your user. The icons next to the doctor and referring doctor fields enable you to set the doctor or referring doctor per each location. You can select the doctors or referring doctors by clicking on the link and choosing from a list of providers, or by typing the provider number into the field. This will allow you to distinguish who the patient is normally seen by at the particular location and the provider who referred the patient to the location. If the patient has received and reviewed the HIPAA privacy statement, the field to the right of the HIPAA icon will hold a The field to the right of the HIPAA icon will hold the letter Y. The field to the right of the HIPAA icon will hold the letter Y, and the HIPAA icon will be highlighted in green. You can access the HIPAA privacy information by clicking on the icon. At the button line, the second address Extras button accesses the alternative address screen. This can be used at the button line. The second address Extras button accesses the alternative address screen. This can be used if the patient's bill is not sent to the patient, such as if the patient is a child or an elderly parent. Also, if the patient uses a different residential address for some time of the year, the time period and address information can be entered at this screen to mail the patient's bills and other information. The patient status button will access the patient status screen. This screen is meant to organize statistical demographic information that is reportable from the patient information report. Please remember that the race, ethnicity, and language fields are all required for meeting the meaningful use requirements. If a patient status is selected, it will display on the title line on the patient's information screen. The Notes button allows you to enter notes for the patient that can be associated with a specific note category or type. Set up in the master files. If there are notes present, a Y will appear in the notes field and the button will be highlighted in blue. To view or edit the patient's insurance information, click the insurance button or select the insurance plans link. If there is information in the patient's chart, a Y will be in the field next to the chart icon. Click the chart button or the icon to access the patient's chart. The letter Y in the referrals field will indicate any open referrals on the account. You can view or edit any referrals by clicking on the link. The comp button will display a history of any workers' compensation claims. The comp button will display a history of any workers' compensation claims for this account. You can also add or edit a compensation insurance from this screen. The pharmacy button, like the pharmacy link, will display a patient's pharmacy of choice. The print face button prompts a pop-up with the options to print, fax, and export the face sheet. If the face sheet has already been signed, the button will be highlighted in blue. The print super bill button will automatically print any super bills created for the patient on that day. If more than one super bill has been created for that day, you will be able to choose which super bill to print. If the patient does not have an existing super bill for that day, one will be created and printed. The History Ledger button accesses all of the financial information that is active. In the ledger history, information can be displayed or printed, but not edited. The billing message button, or the billing message link, prompts a pop-up where you can create an individual billing message that will print out on the patient's account statement. You can choose to have this message print continuously, or select No and determine a date when this message should stop. Your office can create a library of billing messages. Your office can create a library of billing messages by using the hammer and wrench icon. This library will be accessible by clicking the messages link. The ledger button or the ledger balance link will display only active financial information that has not been paid off and purged into the history. The recall button allows you to create a new recall appointment. The Recall button allows you to create a new recall appointment, as well as view or edit any recalls that have already been filed for the patient. Office Appointments will access the patient's appointment summary screen, where you can view a list of any past, current, or future appointments, or schedule a new appointment if necessary. View any charges to the patient's account by selecting the Charge button. The Log button will display all of the activity done. The Log button will display all of the activity done at the patient's information screen. This log will show when an insurance was added or deactivated. However, you must enter the insurance information log to view any changes made to that insurance. This concludes the patient information screen overview video tutorial. This concludes the patient information screen overview video tutorial.